Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark, DJ-friendly Amen-style intro in Ableton Live 12, but we're not just looping a break and calling it a day. We're going for something that feels edited, damaged, and alive, like the front end of a serious drum and bass tune that knows exactly how to earn its drop. The big idea here is control. In DNB, the intro has a job to do. It has to establish attitude, hint at rhythm, create tension, and leave enough space for the sub and bass to slam in later. So instead of making the break louder and more chaotic, we're going to make it more intentional. Crunchy sampler texture, selective distortion, tight filtering, a few micro edits, and then a resample pass to turn the whole thing into something you can actually use as a proper arrangement section. First, get an Amen-style break into Ableton. You can do this on an audio track or by dropping it into Simpler. If the loop is already closed to tempo, don't over-warp it. That's one of the fastest ways to flatten the groove. Set your project somewhere in the usual DNB range, around 172 to 176 BPM, and make sure the transient starts cleanly on the grid. If the break feels a little stiff, use groove or small timing edits instead of forcing it perfectly quantized. The Amen works because it breathes. A good advanced move here is to keep two versions of the break. One version stays relatively clean and focused, and the second version becomes your texture layer. That way, you can blend articulation with grit instead of smashing the whole thing into distortion and hoping for the best. Think in layers of intent, not just layers of sound. One layer does the rhythmic job. One layer does the tone and color. One layer does the transition work. Before we even touch the effects chain, shape the break into an intro phrase. Don't just let it loop as a full bar from the beginning. Cut it into one bar or two bar sections. Pull back one of the busiest snare moments early on. Leave some space in the first bar so the listener can hear the texture emerge. Then bring in a fill or a pickup into bar 4 or bar 8. That contrast is what creates tension. A really effective structure is to start sparse. Maybe just a kick, a ghost snare, and some hat movement for the first couple of bars. Then let the full Amen pattern emerge by bar 3 or 4. This feels way more like an opening section and way less like a loop pasted into the arrangement. In dark DNB, restraint is often what creates pressure. Now let's build the crunchy sampler chain. On the break track, start with EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus, then auto filter, then glue compressor. That's a solid stock device chain for this kind of sound design. With EQ8, clean out the useless low-end rumble first. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz, and if the break sounds boxy, make a gentle dip somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. You're just clearing space and stopping the break from clouding the mix. Then hit it with saturator. Start with maybe 3 to 8 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and if you want a rougher edge, try analog clip mode. This is where the crunch starts to feel real. Saturator is great for adding harmonic density before the break hits drum bus. After that, use drum bus for more attitude. Keep boom low or off for the intro, because we're not trying to fake the drop yet. Bring drive up modestly, maybe 5 to 20%, and add a bit of crunch if the break needs more degradation. If the break is getting too polite, push saturator first, then let drum bus dirty it up a second time. That two-stage coloration is what makes it feel like it's been through a machine. Auto filter comes next for movement. Use low pass or band pass filtering to create that intro tension. You don't need huge sweeps. Even a subtle cutoff move can make the groove feel like it's opening up over time. Then glue compressor, but keep it light. We want cohesion, not flattened transients. Aim for around 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, and use a slower attack so the punch still comes through. If you compress too hard here, the break loses its snap and starts sounding like wallpaper. At this point, the sample should already feel more characterful. But now comes the fun part, resampling. This is where we stop thinking of the break as raw source material and start treating the FX pass like a performance. Create a new audio track and set it to resample, or route the break track into it. Record a full 8-bar pass, while you automate the filter cutoff, drive, and maybe some subtle decay or send movement. Let the texture evolve. Don't just record a static loop. Make the resample itself do something. Good automation targets here are the filter cutoff opening gradually across 4 or 8 bars, a slight rise in saturator drive in the second half, a touch of extra drum bus movement, and brief send boosts into reverb or echo only on the fill moments. You don't want constant wash. You want controlled impact. Once that resampled audio is printed, chop it into usable pieces. Maybe you get a dry 1-bar chunk, a more crushed 1-bar chunk, a noisy tail, and a reverse lead-in slice. Now you've got actual arrangement material instead of just a loop. This is a really important mindset shift. The resample is not just a copy, it's a compositional asset. It can become a background bed, a transition hit, or even a unique layer in the next section. Now let's add some of that jungle movement. The difference between a static amen loop and an advanced intro is often in the micro edits. Nudge a hat or ghost note a little late to loosen the feel. Duplicate a snare tail and tuck it under the main hit. Slice a tiny kick fragment and place it before a snare for extra momentum. Add a little stutter at the end of bar 4 or 8. If you're using drum rock instead of a straight audio clip, you can go even deeper. Put snare slices on one pad, hats on another, ghost notes on another, and process them differently. Maybe the snare layer gets more distortion, the hats get autopan, and the ghost layer gets a high-pass filter and a short reverb. That kind of selective treatment keeps the groove human and stops the whole break from becoming a flat block of noise. A big thing to watch in crunchy break intros is stereo width and low-end discipline. It's easy to get excited and accidentally smear the whole thing wide and muddy. Keep the main kick and snare impact centered. High-pass any texture layer that doesn't need bass, maybe around 80 to 120 Hz. Use utility if you need to reduce width in the low end, and check mono compatibility often. The intro should feel powerful, but it should still leave headroom for the sub and bass line later. Return tracks are great here, but use them like seasoning, not like a bath. Set up a short reverb return with high passing, a tempo-synced echo with filtered repeats, and maybe a rough noise or grain return if you want extra grit. Keep the reverb decay short, around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Keep echo feedback moderate, and only automate send amounts on transitions or final hits. For example, at the end of bar 8, send a snare crack into echo for a half bar tail, then kite off as the next section arrives. That contrast is what gives the intro punch. Now shape the arrangement. Think in phrases. Bars 1 to 4 should be more filtered and spacious. Bars 5 to 8 can introduce more crunch, a little more stereo movement, and a small fill. Bars 9 to 12 can widen further, open the filter more, and add extra snare layers. Then bars 13 to 16 can peak in tension, maybe with a drum stop, a final choke, or a pickup that leads straight into the drop. This is where automation becomes arrangement, not just decoration. Don't only automate effects, automate density. Mute slices. Bring in a ghost layer. Remove it again. Open the filter. Push the echo for a moment, then cut it. Maybe even create a fake-out bar where it feels like the drop is arriving, then pull back for one beat before the impact. In DJ-oriented music, that kind of tension management matters a lot. Before you call it done, run the drum bus lightly, glue compressor, maybe a subtle EQ cut if the 3 to 6 kHz range gets harsh, and only a tiny bit of saturator if the layers need unifying. If peaks are unruly, you can use a limiter, but don't rely on it to fix the groove. If the intro feels weak, the answer is usually better transient shaping, cleaner sample choice, or a stronger edit at the end of the phrase, not just more volume. And remember the most important lesson here. The intro does not need to be loud. It needs to be convincing. If it feels compelling at lower volume, the rhythm, phrasing, and texture are working. If it collapses when you turn it down, then it's probably leaning too hard on tone and not enough on structure. So the workflow is simple, but the result can be heavy. Choose a strong amen source, shape it into an intro phrase, process it with selective crunch, resample the movement, add micro edits, control the low end, and automate the tension over time. That's how you turn a break into an opening section that feels dangerous, controlled, and ready to launch into a serious drum and bass drop. For practice, try building a 4-bar sketch first. Load the break, set up EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and auto filter. Make the first bar sparse and the last bar busier. Automate the filter opening across the phrase. Add one chopped fill, then resample it. Compare the original and the printed version. Usually the resampled one will feel more dangerous and more finished. If you want to push it further, make 3 versions from the same break, one restrained and moody, one gritty and aggressive, and one super clean DJ Tool style intro. Then bounce all 3 and compare which one creates the most tension, which one leaves the most room for the drop, and which one gives you the best transition material. That's how you start hearing arrangement, texture, and mix discipline as one system. All right, let's build it and make that amen intro crackle.